Heading overseas now, the government at the tiny European nation of Luxembourg has announced that it intends to be a giant in the industry of space mining. It's a potentially lucrative industry, with asteroids a likely source of vast quantities of precious metals. But not only do these fast-moving celestial bodies pose logistical issues for miners, there are also legal questions about mining in space, as Lucy Carter reports.
Luxembourg may have a population of just 500,000 people and a history of zero space launches, but that hasn't stopped its grand ambitions. Etienne Schneider is Luxembourg's economy minister.
Luxembourg is determined to become the first EU country to launch a clear framework to support the use of space resources. Amongst the key steps undertaken will be the development of a legal and regulatory framework confirming certainty about the ownership of minerals extracted in space from near-Earth objects such as asteroids.
Luxembourg says it plans to back commercial asteroid mining ventures, positioning itself as a leader in this still as yet hypothetical industry. Peter Marcus is the Vice President of Planetary Resources, one of two US-based space mining companies. He says Luxembourg is serious in its ambitions.
What they are doing is providing a technology base, access to universities, to people, access to technologies that are critical for companies like mine to develop the technologies to go do that mining.
Once thought to be a science fiction concept, Mr. Marcus says his company believes successful space mining isn't too far off.
So we actually already have one satellite that we put up last year. We have another one that is going to launch this year and another one later this year, so it'll be our fourth. And so we're talking within the next 5 years to actually do our first prospecting.
He says mining companies are after three things in space.
One is water. Other is metal like iron and nickel to make steel to do things in space. And the last group is platinum group metals. So we'd bring the platinum group metals home, but then the other two items we would utilize in space. So, you know, talking about the economies of this, last summer there was an asteroid that has the very catchy name 2011 UW158. And when that passed by Earth, we were able to observe it, and that asteroid had enough platinum on it that it had a market value of $5.4 trillion.
However, whether private companies or nations are legally entitled to mine in space is still a bit of a murky topic. Stephen Freeland is a professor of international law at Western Sydney University.
There is an international regime backed up by a number of United Nations-sponsored treaties, the first of which was in 1967, which generally provides that outer space and celestial bodies can't be appropriated by any country and by extension by individuals, which means there's no claim of sovereignty over asteroids or the moon. It's not entirely clear whether that international regime extends to not being able to claim the resources that are extracted from these celestial bodies.
He says last November, US President Barack Obama signed the US Commercial Space Launch Competitiveness Act, which, in theory, made asteroid mining by Americans legal.
That purports under US law to say, OK, US corporates and entrepreneurs, you can go to these bodies, you can extract resources, and according to us, you can have ownership of those resources. But it's important to say, even the US law, when it purported to do that, said this will be subject to the United States' international obligations.
Professor Freeland says what Luxembourg has announced is slightly different.
But both of these announcements are significant because they indicate that what was once perhaps a possibility now becomes a probability, and law has to react, as it always has, to the advent of this technology and to work out the most appropriate way.
Professor Stephen Freeland anticipates that international leaders will have to gather and clarify the space mining situation in the not-too-distant future.
The trend is such that at some point that's unavoidable, and I think that's a good thing because this is such a major impact in terms of the way we view outer space and the way we view the future of humanity and all of those really broad issues that I think it's really important that we have an appropriate dialogue to coordinate all of this. The last thing you want, really, I think, is for entrepreneurs to go off and do this without there being a bit more clarity as to exactly what the position is.
That's Professor Stephen Freeland from the University of Western Sydney, ending that report from Lucy Carter.